Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie, and I'm here to help you learn and understand everything about personal finances that no one ever taught you before. The stuff that you don't learn in school, that your friends and family don't really tend to talk about, that is quite honestly treated like it's a secret. You could even say a secret diary. I'm here to open and unlock that secret diary for you. So welcome to the Finance Diaries. Today, I want to talk about something that probably affects just about every aspect of your life. How many times have you asked yourself or told yourself, why didn't I start this sooner? Whatever kind of habit, maybe it's eating something, maybe it's doing some sort of sport, maybe it's changing your career, but maybe it's about investing or your finances. So this is something that I deal with everyone that comes to me for coaching. So whether the person is a young person who's working their first official post-grad job, or it's someone who's in their 40s or 50s, everyone always wishes that they started sooner. So there's this saying that goes something like, the best time was 20 years ago, but the second best time is now. So I hope that that resonates with you, because there's always sooner and earlier and more effectively and whatever that we could have done something, but we're not focusing enough on the here and now and the fact that you are trying and you are here now doing it. So maybe it's related to owning real estate, or maybe it's related to finally putting money into a TFSA or Roth IRA or a 401k or an RSP. Whatever it is, it's never too, actually there are some cases that it's too late to start, because technically an RSP you can only contribute until a certain age. But that being said, if you're 40 years old and you feel like you can't possibly catch up because you never invested before, well, that's completely wrong, because starting at 40 is a lot better than never doing it at all, or even thinking that you're too late and maybe you'll start it in 5 years. The thing is with investing is that you can usually always catch up. You might have to contribute significantly more to be able to catch up, which is what one of the benefits is of starting early. But you know, it's not really like something that you could have just been doing earlier. You know, like everyone knows they need to exercise, but not everyone wants to exercise. But when it comes to finances, if no one ever taught you something, you didn't learn it, or maybe you're even discouraged from investing. Some people come to me saying, my whole family thinks investing is a scam, so why would I start investing? And I have to explain the differences and how you can grow your money when you're investing versus if you're just saving. So these kinds of things are common in just about anything. But if when it comes to personal finances, once you've learned it and you understand the concept of investing and you understand the concept of stock markets and whatever it is that you could potentially want to do with your money to make yourself be in a better personal finance situation, it is never too late to start. I want you to erase from your head the thought of saying, well, this person started 5 years before me and they're in a way better situation. Or when someone maybe has a partner, whoever that they're living with, or a friend or someone that is way more advanced financially speaking than they are. Maybe their salary is not as good as yours, but they've just been making better money decisions. And this is always something that happens, is that we compare ourselves not only to other people, but we also compare ourselves to who we could have been as our own person. So Stephanie of the past, was more adamant about saving money than specifically about investing money, because on a personal note, I've never really been sure where I want to live. And so investing in real estate in Canada was maybe not the best thing for me, because I didn't know if I wanted to live here. And I planned on moving to different countries several times, and through my own personal decisions, decided not to go. So it made me hesitant towards making real estate investments until now in Canada, because it's not necessarily was with 100% certainty where I wanted to be. So if I compare myself to Stephanie, who started working, started her career, who could have made real estate investments, then yeah, obviously that would have put me in a better financial position now. But the past is the past. That's already happened, and there's nothing more I can do. What I know is that now, in my current situation, I'm doing the best that I can do. And I want you to think that way as well. So when we focus on the past, we're not giving ourselves anything out of it. If we focus on our past selves, well, obviously we can learn some lessons from our past selves, but let's not dwell on our past selves. And let's not always try to think that you're not comparable to other people as well, because everyone has their own journey to everything. There are people that started things very late in life and were super successful at it. You can look up all the different actors and actresses in Hollywood that started their careers late. And then you have people that started really early, and that's just how life is. There are tons of different people on tons of different paths, and that's all okay. So don't compare yourself to who you could have been or who you could be, or comparing yourself to whoever it is that is also your age or is that also in your situation or whatever it is, someone who's making more money than you. What you need to do is you need to focus on being the best possible version of yourself. It's difficult to erase these comparisons in our head all the time. It's something that every single person I've ever coached has had an issue with, no matter what their age is. They say, well, I wish when I was getting my allowance when I was 7 years old that I had saved up with it better, or something ridiculous like that. And we have to just brush those images out of our head. I have to brush Stephanie, who could have been buying income properties earlier before this real estate frenzy, because that's just not where I was at the time. And I had my own journey to get here to where I am today, and so did you. So let's not compare ourselves to others. Let's think of how, in the here and the now, we can do the best possible things with the information that we have now. So maybe it's that you made a mistake in the past with your finances, and you know very well that you right now and you in the future for the rest of your life will never make that mistake again. And maybe you learned something listening to this podcast or following my posts, and you're like, wow, I want to do that. Why didn't I do that earlier? No, let's not think, why didn't I do that earlier? What we want to think is, how can I get that working right now? Because when we dwell on negative thoughts, we kind of just become our negative thoughts. We're always going to be thinking that we're not doing as well as we could have been. We're not doing as well as others. But instead of focusing on negative aspects like that, let's constantly focus on being the best version of ourselves right now. So not thinking, well, you know, I'll start in 2 weeks, and you know, like that classic like diet mentality, like, oh, I'll start on Monday. No, let's start right now, because there are tangible things right now that you can always be doing to improve. Myself, I always have things that I can do more to improve. I'm always learning new things. And hopefully through listening to this podcast and following my blog and my page and my TikToks and everything, that you've learned new stuff along the way too. So there's always going to be something to work on now. But it's very important that as we work on ourselves, because we're humans, we're constantly, hopefully constantly improving, that we're not focusing on all the things that we could have been. And we're focusing on ourselves and how we're making ourselves the best possible version. So this applies to our finances. I think I kind of got a bit into some life advice, because it probably applies to a lot of other things as well, like our health, whether it's our diet or our exercise, or relationships or whatever it could be. But this applies in this situation, is what I'm talking about, your personal finances. So please brush away the thought of comparison, whether it's to your potential self or to people that you know or people that you don't even know. Maybe it's someone just that you follow on Instagram. I have people that message me all the time that they wish they were as good with their money as I am. And I don't think that that's like a good comparison, because everyone has their own journey again. So please focus on yourself. I like to say, stay in your lane and focus on all the things that you can do now rather than having these constant negative thoughts. Let's think optimistically and have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, leave me a comment and a rating. I love to read them. They're the best part of my day. Okay, bye.